And we met him on the plane. You remember?
Yeah, he was from Indiana.
No, he was from Boston.
We were coming back from...
We'd been to England.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And right after that, and he said he'd just love to talk to some farmer from Mississippi. Do you mind me asking? I said, just as long as you don't get smart aleck about it, I don't care what you ask me, boy. So he let in on me. And I said, now the first thing, let's understand, you from Boston. The head of the NAACP lives in Boston, but you don't know his name either. And I told him he's a white man. Oh, now he liked to fall out of his chair laughing at me. There's a Jew head of it, and I always had been, and he lived in the fella's hometown, the head of the NAACP, and he thought, I said, well, now that's something else, partner. You'll find out, and I'm telling you the truth. Not only that, I think if you come to Mississippi, you'll find out we are ahead of you, cautious, in lots of different respects. If you just get off this plane and come to Mississippi, you'll find out you've got the wrong idea. It's these people that's stirring up things, and you see it. He said, well, if there's so much smoke, got to be. I said, well, you find out for yourself while you're down here. Don't. The whole thing is just a matter of votes.
What interests me particularly about this survey is that the South is after New England, the oldest section of the country, the richest historically.
After New England.
Well, I probably slipped in.
You know, when the Mississippi Delta, this part that we're talking about, the swamps, and Ben, how much has changed when it was really... explode in 1519.
Yes, but I mean a real culture being built is one of the oldest sections of the country, and it's interesting
if
to
the South had won a civil war, we wouldn't have known a damn thing about that Pilgrim landing up yonder. You know?
Well, that's probably true. That's probably true, isn't it?
History would have been told entirely.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it would have been.
Did you like the article in the last Reader's Digest about Ohio?
In fact, I didn't see that. I haven't.
I'm not sure it was the last one. Was it the?
What was our friends that lived down here 2 years from Ohio name?
Oh,
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the nicest couple.
Where were they from?
They were from right out of Cleveland, some little town.
I see.
I don't know, back away. But they were the nicest couple.
Her people
were. We just hated to see them
truck
leave.
Truck farmer, she said. She had done a lot of, you know, a large family. They were both Catholic, and she grew up in a large family, and her father was a truck farmer. She said they all worked in the field, you know.
These are both of them college educated, and they were I just couldn't beat them.
And they had worked, though. I mean, they were not, you know, they hadn't grown up badly.
Mm-hmm. No, the boy crazy about woodwork. I tried to get him to stay and go and partner with him. He came down here working with Baldwin Piano Company, the hell plant here.
Mm-hmm. You would enjoy and, that.
I noticed the dialect is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See, foreign relations here reminds me. Now, I don't think, Mr. you put on tape what we were talking about, rabbit kin?
Oh, I just talking about running into some kin through our book, a history book, my Carroll County. Mm-hmm. We called it Rabbit Kin.
Sure.
Well, can you keep up with the new language and new expressions of the young people? That's something very interesting.
I don't even try.
I don't want to try.
It's interesting. They are very descriptive.
Yes, I have enough to do trying to find my bearings through this.
Uh-huh,
and to me, this